page 108. Complete text of measures. City of Vancouver. Proposition number 5. Resolution number M-4346. Continued. Of assessed valuation for collection in 2026, as allowed by Chapter 84.55 RCW. The above amount does not include the separate affordable housing property tax levy, quote, Proposition 3, end quote, that is authorized by RCW 84.52.105. and was approved by the voters on February 14, 2023. The 2026 levy amount will be used as the basis to calculate subsequent levy limits, pursuant to Chapter 84.55 RCW. The total maximum regular property tax levy rate of not to exceed $2.47 per $1,000 of assessed value, includes banked capacity from the Fire and Emergency Services Levy Lid Lift, quote, Proposition 2, end quote, that was approved by the voters on February 8, 2022. By including the banked capacity resulting from Proposition 2 in such maximum regular property tax levy, the city intends to preserve this capacity for use consistent with the purposes and use limitations of Proposition 2. The taxes authorized by this proposition will be in addition to the maximum amount of regular property taxes the city would have been allowed to levy within the limitations provided for in RCW 84.55.010. In the absence of voter approval under this resolution, plus other authorized lid lifts. Thereafter, such levy amount would be used to compute limitations for subsequent years, as allowed by Chapter 84.55 RCW. For the sake of clarity, the maximum regular property tax levy rate referenced in this Section 2 excludes the city's voter-approved affordable housing levy, which shall be levied separately from the regular levy authorized herein. Upon approval of the voters of the proposition set forth herein, the city may use proceeds of such levy lid lift to pay the costs of police and public safety services, as set forth in Section 1 of this resolution. Section 3. Underline. Exemption. End underline. If the ballot proposition set forth herein is approved by the voters, as authorized by RCW 84.36, senior citizens, disabled veterans, and other qualifying individuals, as defined in RCW 84.36.381, shall be exempt from the tax increase resulting from such levy lid lift. Section 4. Underline. Ballot proposition. End underline. The city clerk is hereby authorized and directed, as required by law, to certify a proposition to the Clark County Auditor as ex officio supervisor of elections in Clark County, Washington, in substantially the following form. Proposition number 5. City of Vancouver, Washington, Police and Public Safety Services, Levy Lid Lift. The Vancouver City Council adopted Resolution, underline, M-4346, 2023-4346, end underline, concerning a levy lid lift to fund police and public safety. If approved, this proposition would fund police and public safety services, including additional police officers, equipment, and criminal justice system costs, by increasing Vancouver's regular property tax levy by approximately 15 cents per $1,000 assessed valuation, for a maximum regular property tax levy rate not to exceed $2.47 per $1,000 for collection in 2026. The 2026 levy amount will be the basis to calculate subsequent levies, per RCW 84.55. Qualifying seniors, veterans, and others would be exempt, per RCW 84.36. Should this proposition be approved? Yes? No? For purposes of receiving notice of the language of the ballot proposition required by RCW 29A.36.080, the City Council hereby designates A. The City Clerk, Natasha Ramruz, telephone 360-487-8484. Email, underline, natashramras@citywovancouver.us. End underline. And B. The City Attorney, Nina Cook. Telephone 360-487-8503. Email, underline, nena.cook@citywovancouver.us. End underline. As the individuals to whom such notice from the auditor should be provided, the City Attorney and the City Clerk are each authorized individually to approve changes to the wording of such proposition as may be recommended by the Clark County Auditor and the Clark County Prosecuting Attorney, as long as the intent of the proposition remains clear and consistent with the intent of this resolution. Section 5. Underline. Voter's Pamphlet. End underline. To the extent that a local voter's pamphlet and or online voter's guide, quote, voter's pamphlet, end quote, will be produced for the November 4th, 2025 election, the voter's pamphlet shall include an explanatory statement to be prepared according to state and local requirements and arguments advocating approval and disapproval of the ballot measure, if any, pursuant to RCW 29A.32.280. The arguments advocating approval and rejection of the ballot measure shall be prepared by committees appointed by the City Council. Each committee shall be composed of not more than 3 persons. However, a committee may seek the advice of any person or persons. The committee advocating approval shall be composed of persons known to favor the ballot measure, and the committee advocating rejection shall be composed of persons known to oppose the ballot measure. Should the City Council not appoint the persons to each committee by the time required by law, the Clark County Auditor shall appoint said committees. Section 6. Underline. Severability. End underline. If any provisions of this resolution shall be declared by any court of competent jurisdiction to be contrary to law, then such provision shall be null and void, and shall be deemed severable from the remaining provisions of this resolution, and shall in no way affect the validity of the other provisions of this resolution, or of the levy or collection of the taxes authorized by this proposition. Section 7. Underline. Effective date. End underline. This resolution shall take effect and be in full force immediately upon adoption by the City Council. Adopted at a regular meeting of the Vancouver City Council, this fourth day of underline August, end underline, 2025.